Hey everybody, this is Ricky with Beers of Aging Nerds, and this is a video I've been wanting to make for a long time. I just wanted to do kind of a touch-up video and talk about where we're at as a podcast and as a group and all of that stuff, and then just kind of give you guys an update, kind of talk about what happened this summer and where everything went downhill. Or whatever, and then what the plan is going forward. So first, I kind of wanted to talk. I just wanted to say thank you for anyone who was listening to Beers of Aging Nerds. I don't know how many downloads we are getting. I have loved podcasts for a long time. I don't remember exactly when I started listening to podcasts, and I don't even know what the first podcast I listened to was. But I've been listening to podcasts since I was working at the movie theater. Maybe before then, but I'm pretty sure since I was working at a movie theater in Olympia, I was downloading podcasts by the handful. I remember even I had a stupid Sony Walkman phone or Sony Ericsson Walkman phone or whatever it was. But it's ever since then, ever since I heard the first podcast, I was like, I could do this one day. And so it's been a dream for me to do for a long time, and I feel like this was the first time I finally kind of achieved that goal, and I was very happy with it. It came with its own set of challenges, but it was, the entire time was a ton of fun. So that's kind of point A. Just kind of tell you what happened this summer. So we hit almost a full year. I never went back to verify when we actually posted the first podcast or when we recorded the first podcast, but I feel pretty confident it was close to a full year. Our goal was as a team to do a podcast once a month. And while we had times that we did that better than others, for the most part, we did pretty good. The challenge came this summer when we all just got ridiculously busy. It was stupid. I mean, some more busier than others, but it was just finding time to not only record, but to get together and hang out with people since they were all of our friends became very difficult. And for me personally, it got to the point where it was do a podcast or hang out with a friend. And hang out with a friend was a lot easier than doing podcasts, and I'll kind of cover that a little bit more. But like, we'd end up going into a brewery or try to play board games or something, and it just became easier. And so it's no excuse. It's just kind of what happened. So at this point, no one has sat down and said that the podcast is over. And I still have all the equipment. And if any of the guys came to me and were like, hey, let's record a podcast, I would set up the equipment to a podcast again. But it's been 4+ months since we recorded something, possibly longer since anyone has even really mentioned it. No one wants to say it. I don't want to say it. But I guess we'll see what happens. I have some future plans I want to talk about in a second, but I wanted to cover a couple more things. So the challenges with the podcast, I kind of want to circle back on this, started, I think the biggest challenge was, and this is kind of a twofold thing, is one, I should have bought different equipment early on. And what I was, since I thought about the spawn of a podcast, I thought about grabbing a Zoom HD4 or like a Tascam handheld recorder. And I think when push comes to shove, it would have been a little more expensive to go that route, but I think it would have given us a lot more versatility. I always pictured the idea of us like getting together at a brewery, finding a quiet corner and kind of recording our thoughts there, or ending up at a beer fest and hitting a corner of the beer fest that's not, you can't hear the music, and maybe recording there. But what ended up happening in reality was we had four mics, I bought some arm stand things and they didn't really work out. So it's kind of like I needed to buy some more stands, had to buy cables and mics, and it just, and the biggest hassle was realistically the recorder we bought. And I think the recorder would be nice. All this stuff actually would be perfect if I had a podcast studio. But I mean, I just live in a house in Tacoma, so I don't have a podcast studio. I just have a house, and setting up was always a hassle and breaking down was a hassle. So if we did record a podcast, guys would, especially when we were doing video, and maybe that was a mistake early anyways, but it was a challenge because I had to set up everything, had to break down everything, had to clean up everything. I had to clean up beforehand so everything looked nicer. I had to clean up afterwards. It just became a hassle, especially if we're doing something, like ideally my goal was to do something once every 2 weeks. Our goal initially was doing once a month, but I really, really wanted to get into a 2 week pattern. And then past that, I kind of wanted to try to go for once a week. With the setup we had, it was nigh impossible. I mean, it just was so hard to find the time to set up, get the topics. Like if we were doing a podcast this Friday, even if I thought about it now, I can't really set up the podcast or else my dining room is shot. Not that we do a ton in there, but you don't want cables and stuff sitting out a whole week. And then once we got past that part and actually started to record the podcast, it was a lot of fun. And then everyone leaves, and then I have to clean up the podcast, and then I have to edit the podcast, and I have to post the podcast, and I'm terrible at editing, and it became a lot of work. So I think that was the biggest challenge we ran into for me personally. And I mean, honestly, I took on, because doing the podcast I always thought was like my dream and whatever, I took on a lot of responsibility, and it kind of wore on me. Like all the stuff I just covered, part of that was I had the hardware, I had the software, and even if I wanted to let the guys borrow like the recording stuff, they didn't know how to set the stuff up. So I don't know if they could have actually done it. I don't know. I mean, they probably could have. They're all smart guys, but I would have to teach them how to do it all. And because of that, it became a lot of work for me. And they're arguably, like I said, It was ultimately, I think, more my dream than anyone else's, so I didn't mind doing the work, but it was a challenge. I think a second challenge we had was, and this is going to sound kind of dumb, but it was the name. When we originally started thinking of the name, I think we had like 20 names or 15 names that we had picked out. Our goal was to kind of pick stuff that was like social media friendly. If we were already an established business, this practice made sense, but we weren't that. So we ended up with Sip and Tell, because it was like the only one that didn't have a Discord name and a Facebook name and an Instagram name and a Twitter name, which in the long haul, none of it even mattered. None of us liked doing social media, so us having all that stuff planned out and being like, oh, this is how we're gonna do it, made no difference, and it was stupid anyways. And what really sucks is we had a name early on that we really liked, and I think we made reference to it a couple times. I think especially early in the Twitch stream, I made reference to it, and I think it was Sip and Tell Podcast, brought to you by Two Beards and a Haircut. It was a joke that we made forever ago. And it doesn't even matter. It was the dumbest joke, and I'm pretty sure it was explained before. But I think if there was one mistake I think we made early on, I think that was it. And I guess, you know what? I'm going to say that's number one, number two being the hardware, number three being this. We couldn't quite decide what platform to use. So early on, we tried to stream the podcast. And that was okay. But I was running everything off of my laptop because I didn't want to haul my computer around. And, I mean, the laptops I have were awesome laptops. They were just work laptops. But they're awesome laptops. But they weren't great for recording. They don't have integrated video cards instead of discrete video cards. So you always had a lag there no matter what. They were always running off Wi-Fi, so you had a potential barrier there as well. And so the like early on, we were recording at Isaac's and Jasmine's, and we ran into issues with the streaming. And then we moved it to our place, and I still had problems with streaming, but I wanted to keep doing video. But it didn't make sense for me to... It was a lot... It not only didn't make sense, but it was also a ton of work to edit the video out, or get the audio out of the video, get the video edited so it made sense. And it was... I was trying to do little fun, little tricks and stuff, and that was fun at first, but it became a lot of extra work. And because of that... Oh, come on. Because of that, we had a... we kind of ran into an issue where at first we were recording on Twitch and releasing the audio podcast. And then we were recording on... We weren't adding on Twitch as much because it was... I had to edit three videos, and if you edit a video, the editing part isn't even the worst part. The worst part is the encoding. So I edit the video, encode it for YouTube, and encode it for Twitch. And I was just like, man, it was just such a headache. And then the entire time, kind of going back between those three, we were using Podbean, which was a great service, but it cost a lot of money. And I just I remember searching around early, and I never saw Anchor. But then I found out people were using Anchor, and Anchor is dope because not only is it free, but they also help you get ads after you start posting for a while. And so it does a lot of the work for you, and arguably you're probably not making a ton of money off of it, but I mean, it's the biggest thing is that you could get your legs under you for free. And if you eventually get big enough that you think you could do it all on your own and get your own ads and all that stuff, you could easily leave Anchor. But I think Anchor offers something that we needed, and it was not paying for posting our podcast early on. So we jumped from thing to thing to thing. By the time at the end, I think the move was go audio only, and I think that was the right move. But by then, it was too late. And then we had the name change, and I liked the name change, but it wasn't really what I wanted. And we should have just stuck with Two Beards and a Haircut. It would have been funny, too, being Two Beards and a Haircut with a fourth person. That made no sense, even. We wanted that name so much. And we, as a collective, chose Sip and Tell, which was just hands down the dumbest name. I hated that name from the beginning. We should have just went for Two Beards and a Haircut, even if it was just a dumb inside joke. I guess before I go further, I do want to mention, I got a nice whiskey, Angel Envy. It was recommended by Benji of Babish on YouTube, and he was right. It's an absolutely fantastic whiskey. Okay, so those are primarily the challenges. I think when I said early on that it became, do I want to hang out with friends or do I want to do a podcast? You have to understand part of it was, don't want to hang out with my friends, where it costs maybe $10 to grab a couple beers and we hang out, or do I want to clean the house, set up the podcast stuff, record the podcast, edit the podcast, encode the podcast, drop the podcast, clean up my podcasting recording stuff, and think about what to do and figure out a way to try to advertise our podcast on Instagram and stuff like that. So it was arguably a lot of work from me. It was my own fault. It was my own doing. I could have made this easier, but I didn't. And that's my own fault. Okay. So with that being said, those are the challenges. That's where we stand right now. Like I said, if the team came together and was like, hey, let's record a podcast, I'm on it. But my thought is it probably won't happen. So now that I've bummed anyone out who's still listening at this point, let's talk about the future. I still like the idea of podcasting, and I want to do something. Now, I have, at this point, I have an idea, like an overall idea, that's sprawling like 30 ideas. And I've thought out loud about this like four times, and I don't feel comfortable with any of the answers, but here's kind of what I'm thinking. I want to do something like this. First, I gotta say, I hate vlogging. It's not that I hate vloggers, I hate vlogging myself. But that's what this is. I could call it a podcast, but it's realistically me just talking to a camera, and if anyone's listening, the people of the world. So I want to do this, overarching this, once a week. Oh man, I'm doing hand gestures. The people are listening to audio only. They're just like, what's he doing? Is he saying something? It feels like there's more in his voice, but I can't see it. I'm doing an overarching sign with my hands to represent that I have my overall idea is I want to do something like this. My thought is, I don't know if anyone on here watches like Phil DeFranco. I love what Phil DeFranco's doing, and I want to do what he's doing for beer. Well, not exactly what he's doing. One, I'm not going to do anything daily. I don't have the time or patience or thought process or enough beer in me to drink to do that. But I want to do, my thought is this. Once a week, ideally either Fridays or Mondays, because I doubt weekends is going to happen. Fridays or Mondays, I'm going to do something. Mondays might be perfect because I'm not doing D&D right now. And if I was to be completely honest, I probably won't do D&D further. We'll see. Mondays might be the perfect time for this. I want to get, my thought is to break it down into like a month period. And I want to do 1 week where I kind of do what's going on in my life, what beer I've been drinking, some of the breweries I've visited. Think about like the first, oh, you know what? What I want to do is what the podcast did, but segment it into once a week segments. So like the first part about it will be, like the first of the month would be, this is the beer I've had. These are the breweries I visited. This is the best beer I've had. Here's some reviews, stuff like that. Just talking about beer. Just talking about what's going on in my life and beer. The next week would be possibly like a news thing where I kind of talk about different news things that are going on. So like example, ABEV or ABEV or whatever it is, Anheuser-Busch, AB, doesn't matter. Recently bought a big Portland thing. I think it's called the Portland Beer Collective or something like that. Includes Widmere and a couple other breweries down there. Something starts with an M, McTardens or something like that. And it's all this hubbub and stuff like stuff along those lines. Hopefully, I would have better information about it. But like deep dive in a couple news articles that seem of interest. And that would be cool because like once a month, I could probably get a good collection of news articles. And then maybe 1 week will be me deep diving into a topic. And like that one's going to be a little weird. I would love to find like cool topics I could research, but I don't know how well it's been documented. Like, so like one of the first topics I was thinking of was like the rise in price of barrel aged beers. I don't know exactly what that's going to look like, but I think it'd be kind of interesting if I could look at, like, take Fremont, for example. If you could find Fremont early on, like, how many, like, their first couple times they started releasing that barrel aged, how much did it cost? And then compare it to now. Or, like, Goose Island, for that matter. Goose Island, we bought one last year. It was, like, $27. And I don't think it's a 22-ounce. I think it's smaller than 22-ounce. So it's like, whoa, you're dropping a lot of coin for that. Or maybe even another topic could be, like, the beer FOMO or the... I don't know, like something focus on Treehouse and like dig into what they're like, how they've become what they are, the multi-million dollar giant that they are. Something along those lines. And then maybe the fourth week could be a talk, a sit down talk with friend or something like that. So like I could have Ryan come over or Isaac or Seth, and that could be more like podcasty, but only once a month again. I don't know. These are thoughts I have right now. I'm trying to completely formulate, but that it'd be cool to do something like that. And but that means I'm also recording. It's not, I mean, a ton of content, but it's still more content than I'm used to recording. But I have like creative-ish juices that I still want to keep. I just want to do something. And I don't because I don't think the podcast is going where it's at. I want to just kind of still put something out, even if it's even if it's just me talking into the wind, until I could think of something different. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is all I do. And maybe I could be the Phil DeFranco of beer news. Or maybe that already exists. I don't know. And I've been thinking about doing like a actual blog and doing reviews and stuff on there, but I'm not much of a reviewer. If you follow me on Instagram, you look at it and be like, this beer, it was a good beer. 99% of what I post is good beer. Even I had a pumpkin latte beer that I wasn't a huge fan of this weekend, and I was still going to probably put good beer, not for me. So I'm not going to do reviews probably. And I do like typing and writing stuff out, but at the same time, I don't know if I really want to do written word of what I could do better talking, I guess, and that would have a better chance of talking on it. I don't know. I'm kind of rambling now, so I'm going to try wrap this up. So ideally, one of my future moves is I want to get an actual hand recorder. I don't know which one, and I know I don't want to pay full price for it, so it's going to be maybe trade some of my stuff in to get something like this. But ideally, at some point, I kind of want to get like an actual hand recorder. I still want to try to get something like the Zoom HD4 is interesting to me because it has the normal directional mic on the top. Plus, it has XLR ports on the bottom. So if I could take that and go, I'm going to do a four-person podcast, plug in two mics, hand them off to whoever, and we could do a four-person podcast. Like, even like the directional mics are supposed to be really good and like actually aim at what they're aiming at. And I could basically split the I'd have to play with it. But for $150, I could have a recorder that I could take with me anywhere. And if I go on a trip and I go to a bunch of breweries, I could record a 15-minute segment of myself every day I do breweries. Like, I was in Austin last year and I drank so much beer. Or hell, I went to Portland 3 months ago, and same thing could have happened. I could easily, at the end of the day, just sat there and like, I'm gonna do a quick recording, throw my digital camera up, throw the mic up, and just record real quick. So that's like goal number one. Goal number two is make sure I'm recording this once a week, make sure I'm dropping it as quick as possible instead of dicking around and waiting for a week later and be like, oh, I guess it's close enough, or being like, oh, it's already Tuesday, I should have got to post it earlier, and just keep pushing it off. My goal is to just get it up and ready. So with that being said, I need to figure out platform. That I don't have figured out. Instagram seems like my best because it's the one where I have the most people, but Instagram is a nightmare for posting stuff. I've dug into Instagram. They have like three different videos options where you could post a video in your instead of a picture. You have your stories and you have Instagram TV. The picture one, I think if you post it, it can only be, I think, and I'm off right now, but I had this down at one point. I think it's 15 seconds. And then stories, I think, could be 60 seconds. See, that feels backwards. I think that's 15 seconds and the other one's 60 seconds. But then the TV, there's something weird about TV also. And like the stories are only temporarily, so they'd only be out there for a day. So it's just, I want to use Instagram, but I don't know how to go forward with Instagram. So I've resurrected my Twitter. It's primarily going to be me following beer stuff and posting beer stuff on there. And then, I need to... This is a little inside baseball, and if you see me every once in a while jet towards my mouse, it's because I have my sleep settings super low on my computer, so my computer keeps falling asleep, or trying to at least turn off the screen and getting ready to fall asleep. I'm going to focus on posting stuff on Twitter, on Instagram. I think I could do entire video on Twitter, but I don't know. I haven't researched that yet. I like the idea of using Twitch. And I think, honestly, I probably have a better chance of using a Twitch or Mixer to actually get video out there. I mean, I don't know how quick, but it sure as hell have to be better than YouTube. I mean, YouTube is just an empty wasteland. Like, I think on the only video I have that has... I almost want to check it. The only video I posted that has any views is the one chip challenge. But I don't know how... I don't know how people get followers on YouTube, but I don't know. Ideally, I guess I would post everywhere and kind of shotgun it and see what sticks. And if I can build an audience at one place, focus on that. So record weekly, post immediately, find an avenue that makes sense. Right now, it's not going to be Facebook because I hate Facebook. It might be Twitter. I don't love Twitter, but it might be Twitter. I don't hate Twitter. I felt like it was not much different where I was just throwing a hot dog down a hallway and being like, maybe someone will catch it or maybe someone will hear it or something. And it just kind of feels like an empty void. And then, so there's Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube. And I'm not even trying to get famous here. I want, if I create it, I would like at least someone to watch it or listen to it. And I recognize at first it might be hard, but it would be nice if someone was watching it. So I'll mess with that. And I may even try to create like a blogger or Word, whatever, like blog type place where I could dump the videos and the audio to. And the plus, I guess, about that would be it could be a landing pad on Instagram because you could have one link on Instagram. So maybe it's like, hey, Instagram, here's my page where all my stuff is at. And I guess that might fix the segmented, even if I was shotgunning it everywhere, that maybe fix the segmented aspect of it. I don't know. So I don't think I have much more to say. I have some goals, some ideas. But more importantly, I think this needed to be said, at least the first half of this. If you stop after 14 minutes, you're not missing a ton. It's just me rambling on, and I'm going to try to get better at not doing that. My goal is like 30-ish minutes. I will say, I don't even want to say this because I'm concerned I won't do it. On top of this, I'm going to say it once, and if I don't do it and anyone listens to it, please don't call me on it. I might, in addition to whatever this is, try to stream video games as well, because I think beer and video games are hand in hand for me. I mean, we'll see. I make no promises on that. And this kind of falls in the same thing where I don't like monologuing, but more importantly, when I start playing video games, I kind of focus in on the video game, and I know I make dumb faces as I'm like, what's going on there? Just spacing out, and I'm really bad at paying attention. Who's jumping on, and I'm really bad at, it doesn't matter. I'm just bad at it all. We'll see. I'll try to do that, but ideally, at least minimum, this is going to happen once a week. I think that's it then. I don't honestly remember what my Instagram handle is. I'm pretty sure it's Beer with Aging Nerds. And maybe if you look up, I think if you look up Aging Nerds, you'll see my two accounts. I have a personal account and a beer account. Because I thought that was the way I had to do. And now I'm like, how can I combine these back to a single account? I don't know if it'll happen. That's a goal, though. I will try to get this out tomorrow. I will try to post it to Twitter. I'll try to post it on Instagram somehow. And I will just try to do something better. I don't know what that is yet exactly. But I'll do better at this. Whatever this ends up being. So if you did make it all the way through here, it really ignore the last 5 minutes. That was just me being stupid. And I plan on posting something on Friday or Monday. Probably Monday. I actually kind of like the Monday idea. Okay. And maybe, shit, if I get decent at doing this, maybe I'll even stream this. And then maybe on the following Wednesday, I'll stream a video game. And then try to get as much me in the world. So, thank you for listening. Sorry it is whatever this is. Hopefully it becomes better, and hopefully I could get some guests on for the next time. Or I have some cool news, or I could talk about beer. Actually talk about beer instead of me just bitching about not being good at podcasting. So, thank you. Beers with Aging Nerds on Instagram. Twitter, I think, is Aging Nerds, maybe. And nothing else outside of that. We have a YouTube channel, but it's probably mostly dead at this point. Thank you. Have a great night.